This is Akashvani, the news read by Ashish P. Abraham. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that the passage of the Waqf Amendment Bill 2025 in Parliament is a significant step towards social justice. Mr. Modi congratulated Parliament for enacting a remarkable law that serves the interests of all communities, including the Muslim community. Addressing an event organized by a private media house, the PM stated that the sanctity of Waqf will now be preserved and the rights of marginalized Muslims, women and children will be safeguarded.
साथियों, मैं देश की संसद को सर्व समाज के हित में, मुस्लिम समाज के हित में एक शानदार कानून बनाने के लिए बधाई देता हूं। अब वक्त की पवित्र भावना की भी रक्षा होगी और गरीब पसमंदा मुसलमान, महिला, बच्चे सबके हक भी महफूज रहेंगे।
Mr. Modi highlighted that the debate on the Waqf Bill in both houses of parliament was the second longest in India's parliamentary history. He noted that the Joint Parliamentary Committee held 38 meetings and engaged in 128 hours of deliberation on the bill, with nearly 1 crore online suggestions received from across the country. The PM also noted that this demonstrates that democracy in India is no longer confined to parliament alone, but is being strengthened through public participation. Accusing Congress of practicing appeasement politics, the Prime Minister said that such politics is fundamentally against the core concept of social justice in India. He also criticized some parties for using it as a tool for vote bank politics. In his address, Mr. Prime Minister Modi highlighted that within a few years, India has risen from being the 11th to the 5th largest economy. The Prime Minister added that during the first 100 days of the year 2025, the government has not only taken decisions but also laid a strong foundation for the future. Mr. Modi underscored that during this period, India became the fourth country in the world to achieve satellite docking and undocking capabilities. On Mudra Yojana, the PM said this scheme did not demand guarantees but placed trust in the people. Mr. Modi emphasized that peace, stability and sense of security are essential for a nation's rapid development. He said that his government's strong political will and sensitivity have transformed the situation in Jammu and Kashmir, and today the youth of the region are actively engaged in development. Underscoring the significant progress made in combating Naxalism and fostering peace in the northeast, the PM remarked that over 125 districts were once engulfed in violence, with government boundaries effectively ending where Naxalism began.
साथियों, आप नक्सलवाद को भी देखिए। देश के 125 से अधिक जिले नक्सलवाद की चपेट में थे। जहां से नक्सलवाद शुरू होता था, वहां सरकार की बाउंड्री खत्म हो जाती थी। बड़ी संख्या में नौजवान नक्सलवाद से पीड़ित थे। हमने ऐसे नौजवानों को मुख्य धारा में लाने के लिए प्रयास किए। बीते 10 वर्षों में 8000 से अधिक नक्सलियों ने सरेंडर किया है। आज नक्सल प्रभावित जिलों की संख्या भी 20 से कम रह गई है।
During the event, the PM also unveiled the Samadhan document, a compendium of solutions and proof of concepts developed by selected youth and colleges across India, addressing challenges such as air pollution, waste management, river cleaning, education for all, and decongestion of streets in India. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will participate in Navkar Mahamantra Divas in New Delhi today. He will also address the gathering on the occasion. Navkar Mahamantra Divas is a momentous celebration of spiritual harmony and ethical consciousness that seeks to unite people through the collective chanting of the Navkar Mahamantra, the most revered and universal chant in Jainism. Union Minister of Finance Nirmala Sitharaman has stated that the government remains committed to continued reforms and maintaining macroeconomic stability. The minister has said the government is ensuring that growth benefits every section of society. The union minister stated this while delivering her address during a fireside chat on the opportunities and challenges for India's quest to become a developed economy by 2047 at India House in London yesterday. At the ISSF World Cup, shooter Vijayveer Sidhu became the first Indian to win gold in the men's 25-meter rapid-fire pistol event, while Suruchi Singh claimed her maiden gold in the women's 10-meter air pistol event in Buenos Aires, Argentina yesterday. The double golds brought India's medal tally at the first ISSF World Cup of the season to 6, including 4 golds, 1 silver and 1 bronze, putting India at the top of the medal standings. And that is the end of this news bulletin.